Tell me about an experience that you had in your life that really taught you something, that was a gem, a pearl of wisdom in your life.
Yeah, I've had quite a few of those, but the most profound, I had two. One was when I was diagnosed diabetic. And, you know, I'm a three-time cancer survivor, so I already have that going on. But then about 6 months later, I was diagnosed diabetic. And I had fought with my weight my entire life. And I realized at that moment that I had to figure out how to make this work, because I was really scared. I was watching my younger brother, who had been diagnosed diabetic. He'd already lost a leg. He was on dialysis, and I was in essence watching him die. Oh. And what came to me, what very strongly, was you still have time. You still have time to make the changes you need to make. And so I went straight from that into extreme gratitude for still having the time to make the changes. And I did. So I lost 110 pounds. I've kept it for a couple years. And that's what started the podcast, so that I share my story. And it was from that moment when I realized I still had time, because my brother didn't.
So that goes here. Because I was like, there's this woman, like I said, she's this blonde, and she's out of nature, and the rose is in. And I was just like, okay, she's in this wheelchair, but now that makes sense as far as the health potential challenges. Mm-hmm. And that the person is in a wheelchair, but the fact that you mentioned about the amputation on your brother and everything, but like both of the legs are still there. It's like you have time. But the next card that came out here has a theme of presence, and the trigger statement literally says, why did this happen to me? But the true statement says, how did this happen for me? And it says, if you were to succinctly put into your story, what is your charm of life right now?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. What is my charm of life right now? Very personally, it's an incredible husband and two grandchildren and a beautiful daughter. And they're amazing and give me such strength. Professionally, it is finally finding my purpose to be able to help empower and heal and transform others through my story.
You said power. You're connected to that. So the energy that came through was the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, the top, a higher power. I am open to receive grace, and I trust in a higher power. I am worthy.
Yes.
How does that resonate with you?
100%. Because this has been my journey.
Right? And I'm looking here in the community. And like I said, you got the superwoman, the woman in the business suit. You have the divine masculine energy. What is your goal for your podcast 3 years from now?
Obviously, I would love to be picked up by, Sirius Radio or one of the larger media. I just...